Well, yesterday marked the first official day of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is the time of year most of us put together our hurricane plans and check our documents to see if our hurricane insurance is adequate. And Florida's insurance company of last resort is giving itself a thumbs up. The state-backed Citizens Property Insurance says it's in the best shape it's ever been. That's according to Citizens CEO Barry Gilway.
We have never been this strong financially. And some of the underlying reasons, we've reduced the size of Citizens. Exposures dropped from $510 billion to less than $300 billion. What that's allowed us to do is just build surplus.
Some consumer advocates have criticized how the insurer reduced its exposure. They say that former Citizens policyholders were transferred to smaller insurance companies that simply can't handle a major hurricane. Citizens officials, however, say the insurance company has about $19.5 billion in funds available, which they say is enough to cover a 1-in-100-year storm. While we're on the subject, hurricane watchers are forecasting a slow season this year. That's us knocking wood as we say that. Meteorologists in South Florida have partnered with the Patricia and Philip Frost Museum of Science to teach the community how to prepare for any situation. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo takes a closer look at the program and at those who instruct in the art of uncertainty.
It was partly cloudy. Monday it was 80 to 87. On Tuesday,
that's 13-year-old Lucas Sanchez. He was a meteorologist for the day. The main goal of the event was to create a culture of preparedness for this hurricane season.
It's a good job, and you get to see how the weather is, and you get to tell people like if there are any hurricane alerts. It was hard.
Todd Kimberling is a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
A lot of people will see our forecast and they think, that's the way it's going to play out. That's not how meteorology works. And that's not how life works, for that matter.
He says uncertainty is one of the hardest things about his job.
What the science has enabled us to do is to predict the future, but not definitively, right? So we're able to say within a certain range, right, these are the people who might be affected and in what way.
That's why professionals want people to have a plan and prepare for any situation. Lucas knows there might be hurricanes this season. But if he wants to be a forecaster,
I need a lot more practice.
Hurricane season runs through November 30th. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
I don't know, he sounded pretty good to me. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Wanda Miles.